Hey, do we know today, when I arrived at work, the entire lobby of Prudential Plaza 2 was filled with teenage girls all ever on the curb outside, mm-hmm. all around inside.
Yep.
Who was here?
Rod.
they're screaming and swooning for Rod Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm. And you act like you don't.
See, Nick Shepkowski insisted it was for him. And I thought, no. I don't think those are the Shep heads.
Unless they all had canes and dogs. I don't think so. I've seen it before here, though, so maybe not in the gathering you're talking about.
One time it was Justin Bieber who was here.
Mm-hmm.
Was he here today? Was he in the building?
I don't know.
Because they were teens and tweens. It was like young teens. I would say 12, 13, 14.
Justin Bieber.
Maybe he was here. They keep it so secretive. And then you get the occasional security person with the earpiece who's talking into the lapel.
Yeah, he has been known to show up here, though.
Right.
He has been known. So maybe, I don't know. I've seen before, like when they're in classes and stuff and they're wandering down there. And I feel like saying to them, girls, really, there's little or no hope here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the elevator up because it'll only go down. That's my advice. That's my advice in this business. I wish I had better advice. I just don't at this moment. I'll think of something.
I just got a text that says, let's go Hawks, let's go Hawks, let's go Hawks.
Nah, nah, nah.
I can't wait for the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got no choice, bud. You got to wait for the game tonight, and then the game's going to start, and then you'll get to watch it. But yeah, I don't know what you're going to do without Terry's keys to the series.
First game of a two-month odyssey.
Yep.
B96 was interviewing 5 Seconds of Summer today.
5 Seconds of Summer?
I've never heard of them either. They're from Australia. 4 Aussies making music.
Oh, that's hot these days.
I've never even heard of them.
That's very hot.
I listen to B96. Maybe I know the song. I don't know.
Ashton, Calum, Michael, and Luke.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Robert Chief.
Quite naturally, Ron Harper. We have 5 Seconds of Summer, an Australian pop band formed in Sydney in 2011.
That's where the way you got to go.
Luke Hemmings, Michael Clifford.
They all know the way.
Calum Hood and Ashton Irwin. I didn't know they were all that popular.
That's what you have to do, though.
You have to do, what do you mean, what you have to do, be from Australia?
You have to have...
Yeah, and AC/DC's sick. You see that?
I saw that, yeah.
You have to have
Malcolm Young
is dying or something like that?
He's got problems. I think he's only 62, right?
Malcolm Young?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that right? I thought that's what it said. But anyway, what you have to do, the trend is, and remember this, the trend is your friend, okay? You have to be 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
extraordinarily handsome young men.
Okay.
And sing together.
Well, these guys are not extraordinarily handsome.
And they will come.
These guys are not handsome. I think AC/DC, even in their mid-60s, are more handsome than these guys.
I don't think so. How about One Republic? Do you think they're handsome?
One Direction, you mean?
What's the other one?
One Direction is the British band with Harry.
Yeah, okay. I get them all mixed up. But that's what you have to do. That's the trend. And you don't think they're handsome. I'll have to look them up.
No, One Republic's a thing, too, Terry.
Wait, there's One Republic and One Direction?
Right.
Oh.
And Tanny, aren't they like the same? They're 4 or 5 really handsome guys, right?
I've exhausted my One Republic knowledge.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, no. You know they're handsome.
They exist. I can confirm that.
That's Maddie knows they're handsome. Because he knows handsome. Handsome knows handsome.
Who was the rapper that cut off his wang yesterday? Tanny, you should know that. Did you see that story?
Well, they said he was Wu-Tang affiliated, and then Wu-Tang came on and said, he ain't affiliated.
Is that their official statement?
Yes.
Man, we ain't affiliated.
It's rapper Andre Johnson. Rapper Andre Johnson severed his penis and jumped from a Los Angeles apartment building early Wednesday. He was seriously injured but survived the fall from the second level of the building in North Hollywood. Johnson, along with his recovered penis... and members of Recovered Penis, was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center where he was being
treated.
That'll
be somebody's Twitter account in about 5 minutes.
What, Andre Johnson's Recovered Penis?
I just Recovered Penis is good for me.
He's been a member of North Star, a Long Beach hip-hop group that was part of the Wu-Tang Clan family, according to the Wu-Tang Clan website. He performs under the name Christ Bearer. You don't know him, Tanny, because you're...
Well, I mean, I know the group, and but you got to understand about
I mean,
Wu-Tang.
I know the group Wu-Tang.
Well, you got to understand that when you talk about their affiliations, there's a lot of things that are, quote-unquote, affiliated with that, like different branches, but it's not, like, part of the main Wu-Tang nucleus, I would say. And they quickly came out yesterday and said that he's not affiliated.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert, and I don't want to be, but that sounds to me like that's a bad recovery.
Right, you probably didn't want to survive, I think.
Yeah, I don't think you really want
to. I think you need to take jumping lessons from Sammy Wanjiru, right? Because
right.
You know, when he goes out a window, he goes out a window. He gets it done.
Dude, because if you're going to do that, you really don't, again, you don't really want to do that.
Yeah, doing that is probably a bit. Was he like an angel dust or something? Because that's not something you say, well, what are you planning on doing this afternoon? Well, I'm going to cut my wang off and I'm going to jump out a building.
Window. Yeah, yep. I don't think that's really a plan.
You sure? You sure you don't want to just like play backgammon or something? Nah, I'm pretty good on the wang cutting jumping thing. Yep.
Yeah, I don't like the recovery on that, doctor.
How do you know?
I just don't.
Maybe
I don't like it.
Maybe he's with brilliant doctors who can, maybe you can just attach it to a different place. It doesn't have to go back in exactly the same spot, right?
Attach it to his hand.
You can. Say, hey, what do you think of this? How's it going?
It's a bad handshake.
Right.
You. How you doing? Hey.
Hey. Yeah, because I saw that, and there's a lot of people who are self-described rappers who aren't really rappers. And I always wonder that with the headlines that start Chicago Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they've been signed to something called Interscope Records. And
well, when you see Chicago Rapper, that's most people.
Well, it just seems that everybody wants to call themselves Chicago Rapper.
Exactly.
And they're driving ATVs around to Chief Keef's house in Northfield.
In the Chicago hip-hop community, everyone is a rapper.
Why is that?
Because rapping is literally the easiest thing you can do to make money.
But how do you make money? If everyone's...
Well, most of them don't. That's the irony.
Okay. But it's always Chicago Rapper, gunned down.
Because everyone wants to make it as a rap star.
How about going to school?
No, not interested.
Okay.
Not interested. Thank you, Danny, for that. Not interested.
I would think going to school would probably be...
And apparently it would seem, again, I don't know. I don't pretend to be an expert on this. I'm more an expert on actually nothing. But you ain't nobody until you're out of Chief Keef's place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting nothing.
Why haven't we been invited to the Keefs?
That's next Friday's remote.
I think they should invite us. I think we should go over to the Keefs.
Sounds like it's a party.
Right. We'll bring a cake.
I think he's close to Real Urban Barbecue. Yeah. He's out in Highland Park there.
And he knows how to party. Neighbor's not happy, though.
Well, no.
Too loud.
Too weird and too many... shootings and
right there have been a few issues, so really that's what you call in my country a perfect remote.
Oh, we just got our wayward sext of the day. Hey babe, come at me with all that ass when I get home and I'm gonna be your Superman if you let me play with them.
I'll be your
see ya in 10
and play with your
That's from the 815, and I texted back, lovely, sounds great.
Be there in an hour.
Right.
Let us get done.
Right. Please let us
get done. And
let us
be
get
on
done
the way.
With the show, and then we'll come at you with all that
We're
going
to flip a coin. One of us is going with you. One of us is going to Chief Keef's place. We haven't made up our minds because we've got to set up the remote.
I mean, seriously, you'd think that somebody would have invited us over there. I said, hey, Bors and Bernstein, come by the Keefs.
Come on down.
And Mr. and Mrs. Keef are there, the chief and the underlings. And
George
Tom Howe's there.
Yeah, and we'll just be in the set up hors d'oeuvres. Maybe we play charades or something. I don't know. I'll bring a nice bottle of wine. They're not interested.
No.
What are we, chopped liver?
I think apparently we are. And I was always told we were big in the community. But I've always been told that.
Well, that's because you're a Chicago rapper, Terry Bors.
No, it's not that. It's because I'm nothing if not a fair-minded and high-minded individual.
Oh, are you sure?
Write that down. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to write that down because
sure. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Okay.
I'll head over there in my ATV the minute this show is over and see if we can book that remote.
No, the ATVs are already there. They drive them around and then they do spin outs
and annoy the neighbors. Doesn't stop.
If you're going to buy a house in Northfield, that's all good. That's fine.
They're renting it.
Well, that's fine. I have no problem with you wanting to live there, but don't act a fool.
It's too late for that.
Right?
Yeah, but it's too late. I think it's $6,000
a month. That's the major bullet point in the lease. Don't act a fool.
Well, you lose your deposit, Keith. And how does he see? Every picture of him, his hair is in his eyes.
Yeah.
Every single picture I see, his hair is like completely over his eyes, like Cousin It. And I don't want him driving an ATV like that.
John Astin is over there, as a matter of fact.
He's not going to be able to. Right, they invited John Astin, and I think he's dead, isn't he?
John Astin.
I don't want to kill John Astin.
No, I don't either.
I used to, but now I don't.
I don't think he is. We're done now.
No, he's alive. Don't worry. He's 84. So he's slower. He's not running quite like he used to, but he's fine as far as we know.
There.